In today's episode of Funsphere Game Club, we have a bit of an identity crisis. Mike laments a loss, Samantha loves her tank controls, and I'll never see a certain logo the same way again. This is Resident Evil 4. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our discussion of Resident Evil 4.
I'm Josh.
Good evening.
You are not Josh.
I'm Samantha.
I'm Michael and Josh.
Michael and Josh. Ugh.
I'm Mike.
You know, I think I'm just going to say our names here.
Mike.
That was Mike.
I'm Mike.
I'm Josh.
No, that was Samantha, and I'm Josh. All right, so, like I said, we're talking about Resident Evil 4 today.
So, Resident Evil.
That's so
dumb. You gotta
dumb.
Say it like
that's
that.
That's so dumb.
Well,
that's how they say it.
I know, it's dumb.
It's not dumb, it's amazing.
It's so dumb.
Okay, so, just a quick rundown of the game that we're talking about. This was released by Capcom in January of 2005.
Wow.
As a Nintendo GameCube exclusive.
Wait, I thought it was 2004.
I thought it came out in 2015.
2005.
Huh.
So, but here's the fun part of that. It was exclusive for the GameCube, right?
Yeah.
Except it wasn't. So they did a deal with Nintendo during the GameCube's early years that they were going to produce 5 games for them, and they were supposed to all be exclusive. Only 4 games were released, and only 1 game actually ended up being exclusive.
That was Zero?
That was PN03. I don't remember that one personally. Yeah, so the game started development in 1999, right after, I guess, Resident Evil 3 and /Code Veronica. This game has been ported to everything, and that's going to be a big issue. It's ported to PC, the Wii, the PlayStation 2, 3, 4, Xbox 360, Xbox One, and most recently the Nintendo Switch. It is considered to have pioneered the over-the-shoulder third-person view used by many modern games and the most recent Resident Evil 2 remake. I think it's personally a big departure from the previous games. And you guys played the 2 previous games, tested them. What do you got to say about it? Quite different, isn't it? Oh, sorry.
I hate the first one. It was the worst 5 minutes of my life. I don't ever want to play it again.
Okay,
so some backstory. Samantha's never actually played the Resident Evil games, but she's watched all of them.
I enjoy
watching. So she's familiar, but one thing that definitely doesn't translate when you just watch the games is how difficult the tank controls are.
Yes.
Stupid.
The survival horror that this game was responsible in popularizing. I don't want to say that it kind of created it because there were other survival horror games. It's considered a masterpiece, especially by me. I love the Resident Evil series. For the most part, there's a couple of games that are on my must-miss list, but as a whole, I love the whole thing.
But I feel like the reason they made that game sort of unplayable had to do something with some kind of developmental rendering problem. Like, it was just easier for them if you couldn't run easily into the next
room. Well, it's like in Nightmares when you can't run fast enough.
Yep.
Yeah, but that's annoying enough in a dream. I don't want to pay $50 to not run well.
Okay, so...
And not have a melee attack. Just stand there and get eaten by a zombie and then shoot him in the head a lot because I got really good
aim. Up into the side. Yeah. Great somehow aim. It registers.
I guess.
The hitbox is very large.
So... Resident Evil 4, getting back to it, is a huge departure from that, wouldn't you say? It's a more focused on the action aspects of the game, and it tried, I don't know if you'd say successfully, to incorporate some horror aspects, but it's really more the modern behind-the-back shooter prototype, I would say.
Yeah, like an action horror.
Yeah, some of the things it's got is it had QuickTime events, which were kind of sort of new or kind of sort of getting maybe overused at this time. It had a fun little Tetris-like attaché case game where you had to organize all of your guns and stuff like that.
Which I really enjoyed that.
Yes. So PlayStation 2 version added some bonus content of Separate Ways, Ada's Report, The Mercenaries, and Assignment Ada, which I almost thought The Mercenaries was in the GameCube version, but they said it wasn't. So
yeah, I had the GameCube version, and I don't think I played any of that.
I know other that stuff. I know that Separate Ways and Ada's Report weren't in there, but maybe that's just me misremembering. So it's got a pretty good score. The original versions, I call those the GameCube and PS2 versions. 96 out of 100. The PC version apparently was really bad. 76 out of 100. You couldn't aim with your mouse.
What?
Yeah, so that happened. The HD versions, which are the ones that I've most recently played, they come in at 84%. Another couple of issues. Considered to be one of the greatest games of all time. That's a bit of a stretch, if you ask me.
I would call it the greatest Resident Evil.
See, even I would argue that it's not the best one of the Resident Evils. But Nintendo Power ranked it as the best GameCube game ever.
I wouldn't agree
with that. I wouldn't agree with that either.
They have not played Pokemon Coliseum.
I was going to say there was many other games I would put ahead of Pokemon Coliseum, but that's just me.
Yeah, it's just wrong. You realized you were wrong, so you didn't.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Game Informer ranked it third best PS2 game of all time. That's another huge stretch, if you ask me.
Yep.
And Game.
Wait, what would you put ahead of that for the PS2?
I actually dislike the PS2 version of this game.
See, I didn't play it.
I did.
But okay. If you only had if you only owned a PlayStation 2 and you had to rank your favorite games.
No, I wouldn't put it in the top.
Final Fantasy 12, Kingdom Hearts 1, Shadow of the Colossus.
Tekken Tag Tournament.
DDR. DDR Max.
Capcom 2.
All DDRs.
There's plenty more games that I would rank ahead of this one. It's not bad. So, you're asking, you didn't play the PS2 version. I have owned 5 copies of this game. Now, I say owned because I've only bought 3, and 2 of them I kind of got like... So, when you go to GameStop and they have like a buy 2, get 1 free sale, there's always that game that's like, oh, I got these 2 games that I really like, but I don't have anything I really want for the free game. Oh, look, Resident Evil HD Remake, HD Remasters here for $10. Yeah, I'll give that a shot. So that's how I've got it for both the 360 and the Xbox One. So that's how I come to a total of 5 times owning the game. Also, kind of the first remaster. It kind of sparked the remaster that Capcom especially got really guilty of. They remastered everything from PS2 to PS3 and forward. And I have a sneaking suspicion that when the next generation of consoles comes out, we're going to see this game ported forward again.
Hopefully they at least do something with the... give it the 2 treatment.
I was thinking to myself, would it be worthy of the 2 treatment? Like, I think it could be good, but I don't know. I really just don't know.
It would look good.
It would look better because the game, oy boy, does it look bad in the most recent consoles. And that makes sense. It's nearly 15 years old at this point. And they haven't remade it. They've just up-resed it. And so you're playing on basically a PlayStation 2 game.
Yeah. So what was the... you had some gripes with the game. What were those?
Oh, okay. So I was going to say, does everybody want to say what they thought they liked about the game or anything first before I get into my long diatribe on this game?
I like the setting.
Okay, so you like this setting. It is very different from previous games. Yes, you're correct.
I like the spooky castle and the Napoleon man.
You like Salazar as a character.
Yeah, and then I like, what's his name? Pierre?
Louise. Okay.
I like his shirt.
Okay, so you like his shirt. So the character design kind of does it for you.
Yeah, I like him.
I like the inventory system, obviously, that we talked about. It was a lot of those Resident Evil games, it's kind of annoying having to deal with the inventory. So it was a nice twist on, crap, I can only carry so much stuff, so how am I going to manage it?
Very, like, integral part of the game is the management. That's the one huge up I will give this game is they really thought out their weapon system and the customization system. The Red 9 pistol in that game is my favorite pistol in any game of all time.
Wow.
I really love that it makes such a difference in that game, and it's you eventually get to a point in the game where it doesn't really pay to keep it. It's not doing enough damage and you're not keeping enough ammo, and it's always painful when I have to give that up.
Get rid of it.
Yep. So, let's see here.
I do know one little, like, fun fact about this game.
Sure, share with us.
Capcom had another game called Haunting Ground. I think that came out around the same time, and it took place in sort of the setting was pretty similar, but you just played this girl. I forgot her name. She was kidnapped, and you can't really fight in it. You just run away.
Okay.
But she has, like, a dog companion that helps her out, and supposedly that dog is the same dog that saves you in Resident Evil 4.
Oh, the wolf thing. Okay. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's
a little crossover.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. I haven't like looked that up again to verify it, but that's what I remember reading.
Oh, I remember another thing that I always enjoyed about the game.
Sure.
The salesman.
Oh yeah.
What
yeah.
are you buying?
The merchant is the his merchant. Name. Yes.
Such a creepy guy.
Yep. And it's, I think the game is neat because it does have a couple of branching pathways you can play. So speaking of the merchant, you can kill him and just stuck with the guns that you have or start with or find from that point forward. Yeah, you can kill him. His save spots will be there, but he will never be there.
Wow.
So you can make the game quite difficult for yourself. You mentioned the wolf. That's another one of the branching path things you can do. You can save him. And he'll help you in a future boss fight, or you can not save him and just walk by him and he won't be there. So it was kind of cool, especially at the time that this game came out in 2005. That was really cool. That was kind of new on the video game scene. Branching paths had been
like choose your own adventure.
Kind of, especially different in a Resident Evil. So the biggest... I guess we'll start getting into the gripes. You guys want to go first?
No, I'll let you go first.
Okay. So my biggest gripe is this game was really, really awesome in 2005. Over time, every time I've played it, the next version, the PS2 version, the Wii version, and then the HD remaster versions, I have lost a lot of the enjoyment that I got from the game. There are some games I think that you can port forward forever and they're always going to be fun. Super Mario Brothers is always going to be on every single Nintendo system until the end of time, until the sun explodes. And it's always going to be fun. This game is more, which I see all this like reviews of like greatest game of all time, one of the greatest games of all time. And I'm like, no, it was a great game in 2005, but moving forward, it's definitely showing its age. It's not as enjoyable. The formula's been done better. Heck, the formula's been done better by the own series.
That kind of stuff is so tough. It seems like the PS1, PS2 era, like the dawn of 3D games, they were still kind of figuring out how to do everything and then the limitations of technology. So I've noticed that with a lot of games where they were groundbreaking in their time, but I mean, they really show their age.
Yeah, and there's some games you can kind of forgive for that, and then there's just some that it's like, I can't go back and play you anymore. Like, I have a real problem playing anything from the N64. It's yeah. like, oh, God, it's horrible to look at.
Yeah, probably it would need, like, a major overhaul and, like, a proper remake in order to retain that title in the present. So it's one of the best games, yeah, probably 2005. And then it just sort of is a classic, so it's just on that list. But I think it's not saying that, I don't know, probably this.
I would like to see people like who have no idea what the game is that are really experienced in games now mm-hmm. go back and play this for the first time. And see
I don't think they'd like it.
I don't think anyone playing on modern systems would like it as much.
Yeah.
And I'm not a huge proponent of being that guy that's like, oh, you need to track down the original hardware and an original copy and play it on a CRT TV to really get the experience. I'm always for having the ability to play older games on a newer system so you don't lose anything, like, or so you can introduce new audiences to it. But this game is kind of the one game I can think of where I kind of agree with that argument that you need to get a GameCube. You need to play it with a GameCube controller. You know, you can play it on a modern TV. You don't have to track down a CRT or anything like that. But I think it's one of those games that it's really good at that in that time frame, but bringing it forward kind of sours the whole game for me.
I almost wonder how much nostalgia plays into all that too, because think about like GoldenEye and Perfect Dark were incredible to us because we grew up playing them, but even myself going back and playing it, I remember thinking like, these controls are awful.
Well, the thing I was gonna say was, well, in 2005 I think I was kind of past that
childhood nostalgia joysticks and
it's like, you know, I was already working a job and, you know, pretending to be an adult at that point. So it's like, I don't have the childhood nostalgia I could get if that was where I was coming from.
Not childhood nostalgia. I'm just talking about, like, experiencing that game for the first time when it was the height of technology.
Yeah.
Like, you still have these fond memories of... just like we were talking about before we recorded of the first Resident Evil, I remember showing that opening cutscene to everyone who came over to my house.
Oh, yeah.
Just thinking, like, can you believe this? Like, that and the opening, like, the Death Star scene in Rogue Squadron on the GameCube.
Awesome.
Just blown away by how great it looked. And, I mean, now it doesn't look good at all.
But... So, I think you kind of brought up a good point for my argument as well. This game, and my biggest gripes are with the HD remasters for the last two generations. The HD remake of Resident Evil 1 was awesome when it came out on the GameCube.
Agreed.
Really good. And I'm gonna get a drink too. Everybody
wants to take a water break.
Water break.
Samantha, entertain us while we drink our water.
I have water too.
Oh my god. I'll entertain everybody. No awkward silence.
None. None so ever.
You can cut it out.
Believe
that's me. Movie magic.
It is always movie magic.
I was hoping you guys would just leave it in.
So,
or you can leave it in.
That's a good argument. The HD remake of the first game, right? So that came out roughly around the same time. And it's also been ported forward on each system. Like, it's available on current generation and stuff like that. I think it plays so much better and looks so much better than a game that was made at the right around the exact same time. And they've had the exact same process, but I...
Wait, what are you...
I'm comparing the HD remake of Resident Evil 1 to the HD remake of... HD remaster...
You're talking about the difference in quality between one on the GameCube and then four on the game, like one on the PlayStation versus one on the GameCube versus
I'm talking about the remaster remake on one that's been ported forward from the GameCube to the...
Oh, okay.
I'm saying that looks and plays much better than this one does.
So you're... Yeah, why that, why didn't 4 get a why better didn't treatment?
Or why didn't it age as well? And that's kind of like why I kind of dislike the game. It's... The other game is followed the same process, looks better, plays better, I think is still more...
Maybe it was something in the programming, though, maybe, or the coding. Because, like, with 1, you had still environments, weren't they?
Yes, they still were still environments.
So that, like, it's a lot easier to just clean that up than to do, like, a fully rendered 3D environment.
Yeah.
That's probably why all the... crappy textures.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so bad in this Resident Evil 4 game that I find myself being able to play for maybe at maximum an hour at a time. It's like, I get tired of looking at you and dealing with you.
It does, like the columns we were looking at. It looks like in other games when you zoom into something way too close, you're not zoomed in.
Yeah, and I felt like I could see the seams of the tiles for everything, like the texture tiles. Well,
yeah, a lot of the textures reminded me of the original Doom.
It kind of felt that way. I can see that, yeah. So
it's a very, very pixelated mesh of color.
And it's like, because the game was so good and I enjoyed it so much in 2005, I worry about the entire game getting spoiled for future generations just because it keeps getting moving forward. It's like, I guess if you want an analogy, it's viewing the original like 77 Star Wars versus the special editions. You don't want to view the special editions because...
I do. I love Ghost Hayden Christensen. That's I screamed when I saw that. It's so funny.
God.
There he is.
I'm so upset
there
right
he is
now.
Right there. It's so funny.
So it's like the changes made in the game are detracting from the original game, is what I think, what I'm trying to say there, I guess. But even then, they didn't really make any changes. They just keep up-resing it.
Well, they
and selling it for $20, mind you.
You know what's funny is this is making me realize that like now a lot of developers and just the way that technology is going with like the way that games are designed, it's almost like they're future proofing all the games being developed now to be worked on in the future, because it's like, now you don't build a game from scratch every time. You have these engines that are evolving. And so when it comes time to port something, all you do is like upgrade the engine that's in, and you can like render it better. And
you can make a few like
advances in lighting and that kind of stuff all comes to help make this game. Whereas like with games of that generation and anything older, like none of it was designed, like nobody had the foresight to do that.
Hang on just a second.
Man, the internet really helped.
I just want to make sure it's... Oh my god, are we not recording?
Better be.
No, we're totally recording. It just timed out the screen. I'm just double checking since we had such a big snafu last time.
Well, that didn't happen. I think, yeah, man. We have so spoiled with games now, because I really like, too, that they can, since we have the internet, they can patch things they need to.
Yeah.
Fix bugs or whatever. It's real nice.
It's, but I guess my gripe is, this game, I don't think it can be fixed, and I think...
It just needs an overhaul. Like,
it'll have to be built
from the ground up. Yeah. And I, like I said, I don't
know. But isn't that what they did with 2?
It is, and... It took them like 15 years or more to do that. They've been promising that version of a remake of 2 since the first GameCube.
Since Square Enix promised Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
They're still not delivering on that.
Well, they're supposed to next March. We'll see.
Yeah, but that's not even that's not going to be a full-fledged remake.
It is.
They're changing a ton of stuff.
Yeah, they're changing the way the game is played.
Cool.
And I'm okay with that sometimes. There were definite changes from the to bring up the Resident Evil 2 remake. there are definite changes. It plays more action-y like Resident Evil 4 did. But no more tanks.
But no melee.
No, there's melee. You just didn't get to it yet.
I have hands. A gun that I can hit people with.
So
I thought if you hit certain buttons, you could at least fend them off from biting.
Only after they attack you, you throw them dead to the ground
it's
and
like,
you can
well,
run
I'm
away.
Out of ammo. I guess I'll just get bit.
Yep. Yep. So that, yeah, that whole remake thing does work. Another kind of gripe I've got about this game kind of led to the reason...
The decline.
It really did. Because it was such a good action game and enjoyed by so much, they made Resident Evil 5, which was not a good game. Not really. And Resident Evil 6 was so bad that people were warned, don't buy this game. Don't play it. It's that bad.
I really enjoyed watching it.
You are the only person I've met that can say they even know anything about Resident Evil 6.
I like Jake and Sherry. They're so cute. I remember their storyline the most.
I know who Sherry is, but that's it.
And Jake is somebody's son. Wesker?
So he's the bad guy's son?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's a good guy.
Oh.
And I think Jill and Chris were together. I can't really remember everybody else. Ada comes in at some point and does some stuff and leaves as usual. I think you can play as her too.
Pretty typical Ada then.
It's like all over the world. It's like crazy and everybody comes together in the end. It's like a big crossover event. What a fun time.
The only thing I remember about 6 is wasn't there an issue with one of the early covers for the game?
Was there a penis?
It was something like that, right?
Was something weird with the 6?
The only thing, I can't think of anything that had a gripe with 6. I know people had a real big problem with 5 and its setting and the characters you were using, that they had to go back in and change some character models to reflect some Caucasian people because it was a game set in Africa and you were a white dude and you were only shooting black dudes.
Oh, I thought people were mad that you were playing as black people.
Like, no. they had Sheva.
Yeah, I know.
And she's from Africa. But literally, they had to go in and add Caucasian zombie models.
Oh.
Because it was a real problem. This is probably getting cut out. You looked a little freaked out there.
What?
No, oh, no.
Samantha. Quit censoring this podcast.
It's fine. I was thinking that the problem... I thought it was a bunch of whiny white boys complaining that they had to play as a black person.
No.
From the way you worded it.
No. There was probably that too, if I had to guess.
But the other way kind of makes sense, I guess. I mean, it's set in Africa, but I can see.
So did you find it?
I can't find it from searching it, but I'm seeing the. I'm seeing the design of the 6, and I think it was, like, a bunch of people thought that it looked like a dude blowing a giraffe.
Oh, I've seen that recently, actually.
A dude blowing a giraffe?
Yeah, I saw that, actually, a few days ago. That's what I was thinking of. But...
Okay.
You can't unsee it now.
Can't unsee it now. So it's like the Toys R Us Jeffrey the giraffe is getting blown. Okay, wow. Fantastic. Oh.
See, now you really can't censor those.
No, I can't.
Guys.
I can't cut that part out. You're definitely right. So, Samantha, you mentioned that you liked the characters like the little Salazar, the little bad guy, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Did you like the voice acting in this game?
I like it in kind of an ironic way, I guess. Like, it's cheesy and funny.
Yeah.
So it keeps me entertained, but it's not good.
I think that a lot of stuff with the PS2 especially, it seemed like... Well, and some of the stuff on the PS1, whenever they started introducing voice acting in video games, it seems like it took a few years for them to find their footing.
Okay, so in my research, apparently the game was given lots of awards for like the quality of its voice acting and screenwriting and stuff like that. Am I the only one that thought it was like bad and bad on purpose? Like
I don't think it was intentional, no. I didn't.
Yeah, but apparently people took it like legitimately.
Like it was supposed to be camp?
Yeah. No, no, like not like it was supposed to be camp, that it was legitimate, and they gave it like the same kind of award you would give something like The Last of Us or something like that. Something really actually well written.
Maybe everything else was just so bad that it was so good by comparison.
I guess I've kind of always viewed them as like zombie movies. Like they're supposed to be kind of campy and schlocky. So I was genuinely surprised by that. I didn't know if anyone was actually intrigued by the story of Resident Evil 4.
I don't see the developers being like, yeah, we're going to make it cheesy dialogue. I think that it just, we were still on the
I think it was probably just like
blazing trails.
Localization hiccups. Like a lot of anime, the same problem. A lot of JRPGs. I remember Final Fantasy X, first Final Fantasy to have voice acting, every single character in that game talks.
Yes.
Every single NPC. And they're all just okay.
Wait, which?
To bad.
Which one?
10.
The PS2 version. The PS2 came out on the PS2.
I didn't realize that they had everybody.
Pretty much.
Almost every single line in that is spoken. They just went ham.
Pretty wild.
Okay.
There weren't as many recorded noises. I didn't notice.
No, it's got it. It has are you talking about Final Fantasy or are you talking about?
No, I'm talking about Resident Evil.
That fight with the monks was quite loud.
There are times. Yeah, it's.
Well, yeah, you get a lot. I mean, it's a zombie game though. You're supposed to get those kind of moans, but as far as like the regular characters.
Yeah, it gets eerily silent, actually, when you clear out an area of zombies. It's like, there's not any really good music in this, and since the tone is more action than it is survival horror, there's even putting like some little background music in it. Doesn't really add anything. It actually just, you don't even notice it.
And I could just be more, I don't know, prone to noticing it right now, because I've been going through Link's Awakening too, and that's been the most unsettling part of, because I played this game like 20, 30 times growing up, and now hearing all these Link sound effects, I'm not the biggest fan of it.
Yeah, there's a lot of little weird sound effects. And
I will commend them on the fact that they finally did new recordings of Link instead of just reusing the same young Link noises that they have for all the handhelds since they recorded those sounds.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah, they didn't use the person from Breath of the Wild though, right?
No, they like all the handheld games where they, cuz they did the same thing whenever they did the Link to the Past for the Game Boy Advance, they added in sound effects to him, like, swinging a sword. And it was all reused assets from, like, I could be wrong, but it sounds like they were all reused assets from Ocarina of Time.
Oh, I never noticed. Eh, could be
and
true.
The same with that other one, Minish Cap and
all the Capcom-made ones?
That and I don't remember if the DS were Capcom or not, but they, like, every handheld since A Link to the Past had Link making a ton of noises. Don't like it. Make him silent.
Shut up, Link.
Shut up. Shut up, Link.
Be like Leon.
Yes, stoic. So you noticed a big difference between, what did you call him, 12-year-old Leon from Resident Evil 2?
Oh, yeah, that preteen cop.
And then the super spy Resident Evil 4 Leon.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of interesting that you noticed there was such a big difference in the character.
His voice was, the voice actor was obviously different, and he just sounded like a teenager.
Okay, so.
Like, hey, I'm a cop, what are you doing here? I'm just, I got you. Get in my car, we're going to drive now.
So I'm going to bring up the mechanic that everyone maligns in this game. The escort missions with Ashley.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody a huge fan of those or thought they were interesting?
I'm not a fan of those in any game.
Especially not in one called Ico.
Okay. So
you're looking at me like I played that game.
I know. Just, who? Yeah, I've played Ico. You haven't played Ico?
No. Huh. Or Shadow of the Colossus.
Well, that's a problem.
If you're going to play one of them, Shadow of the Colossus is the one to play over Ico.
But wasn't it like a spiritual successor in a way? Like it was a different...
Same company.
Yeah, but it was a different game, but it was they used some similar themes.
Shadow of the Colossus, right? Was like a prequel to Ico.
Okay.
Yeah, there's like some lore that's like been tied into, and I never played The Last Guardian. I think it has something too.
I started it.
Was it good? I know that it took years.
I think it suffered from its developmental hiccups. I think
BioShock Infinite syndrome.
I think it missed its timing window. So yeah. So I guess we'll get back into Resident Evil.
What game were we doing again?
Resident Evil. That's okay. It's fun how games...
You mean Resident Evil.
They should call it Resident Springboard.
Yes, because it does launch you into thinking about other games that are somewhat better than it and sometimes aren't even remotely related to it.
Escort
missions. Yes. So I thought it was the first time I think I encountered escort missions in a game, really. And there were times where I was like, oh, this is really cool. This is really ratcheting up the tension in the game by having to play this way and having to make sure that Ashley gets healed. But I think that Capcom did something really great because in the new game plus mode, they give Ashley a big suit of armor. And so she's basically invincible. The zombies, when they try to pick her up and carry her away, they'll fall down because her armor is too heavy. Mm-hmm. So that's some interesting being self-aware of some criticisms that people had to your game. So I bet even the developers were like, man, having to deal with Ashley is a pain in the ass. I cannot stand this.
Pain in the
Ashley. Nice. And so getting back to some of the like cringy dialogue, boy, does Ashley have some cringy dialogue when she like, especially at the end of the game where she tries to hit on Leon, and he just shuts her down.
Man.
What was the line we heard earlier that, don't look at me, you pervert?
Oh, yeah, when you would accidentally look up and she would like, so she's wearing a skirt, so she like holds down her skirt. And of course, there's the infamous line of, I see the president equipped his daughter with ballistics too, from Louise.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. How old is she supposed to be?
She is legally distinctly 19. Oh. They are quick to point that shit out. She's 19 years old. She is 19 years old. And again, she's 19 years old. And just in case you forgot, she's 19 years old.
Okay.
Resident Eve.
So, Mike, I gotta ask, or both of you actually, since you both worked at GameStop at one point in your illustrious careers.
I didn't ask for that to be revealed.
Oh, well, it's been revealed.
Nor did I.
Well, yeah, because that's gonna help people track you two down. So
I just don't.
No, I did. That's where I got it, was from me working there.
Okay. Did you ever encounter the both greatest controller ever made / worst controller ever made?
I gave that away. Someone gave it to me whenever they left the company, and I passed it down to my assistant manager whenever I quit.
Samantha, do you know what controller we're talking
David
about
David got
here?
It, remember?
Oh, David.
Did you, David. Did you ever see it?
No, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
It's a chainsaw.
What?
Yes. So there's a boss character that you'll encounter several times, or I guess a zombie type that has a chainsaw.
I remember those guys.
Okay. So yeah, they made a GameCube controller that was shaped in the form of a chainsaw.
And was it part of the collector's edition?
It was part of the collector's edition, I believe. And it was a fully functioning GameCube controller.
I thought you were going to say chainsaw.
No, unfortunately.
You know, I had that thing in my closet for like 4 years, and I never once plugged it up to see how it played. I kind of regret not trying it now.
Just get it back from David. find old Dave.
He's dead.
Oh. Well, I...
Like,
I,
for real?
I unfollowed him on...
Resident Evil.
I don't know.
Okay. So, yeah, I was like, that was... I remember seeing that, and I think I saw one that was for sale, like, in a used GameStop, and I picked it up, and I was like...
A used GameStop.
Yeah. Our used game store, excuse me. And I was like, this is awful.
You realize GameStop probably won't exist by the time that podcast airs.
We'll have to do a special
episode. People are going to be like, GameStop.
We'll have to do a special episode at some point. Yeah.
You think it's going to take 20 years for this to come out?
Possibly.
No, I think it's going to take 2 weeks.
I mean, I believe that GameStop will be under, but I don't think everybody's going to be like, I've never heard of a GameStop.
No, once they go out, it's like an alternate reality.
Agame stoop.
So I remember picking up the controller and being like, no, you couldn't use this to play this game.
Very unwieldy.
No way, but it's really cool. It's a good tie-in.
There was even a stand for it to sit on so that it would sit upright.
Yep.
How is it? I'm going to look it up. I can't picture this creature.
It's going to be even more confusing once you see it.
Yes.
Resident Evil.
There was like a weird...
Like you had to hold your hands
strut.
Like, yeah.
That was stuck out.
Yeah.
This looks horrible.
Yeah.
And amazing.
And the design offered nothing to the gameplay experience. Like you couldn't move it like a chainsaw and be able to hit anybody. There were no motion controls. It didn't even turn on or anything like a chainsaw.
It would look a lot better if it
chainsaw's
didn't
chainsaw's not even usable in the game.
Have the Resident Evil 4 logo right on the top of it, but... this is terrible.
It was just a design disaster.
Who approved this? They're fired.
Are you kidding me? I bet that thing still sells for probably like $150 on eBay.
Oh, I don't want to hear that. I gave it away for free. Don't look it up.
To David.
David.
Is he really? He's not really dead.
No. I don't know.
Now she's.
I was trying to conceal the identities that we've already.
I might have to bleep these names.
So Josh's security or social security number.
Why do you know it?
808.
Oh, okay. So. Does anyone have any kind of, I guess, parting thoughts on our good friend RE4 here?
Leon has the world's strongest foot. I do appreciate that you can kick zombies' heads off.
Yeah. He does burst through every door.
Yes. Well, no, it's a choice. You can either burst through the door or you can open it cautiously.
When there's a choice, I burst.
Yeah, the cheapest one I'm seeing. Oh, this one for...
Shut up.
No, I gotta know how much.
Okay, so there's a PS2 one that's the parts only is $60, but they're going up from there to like $300.
That's awesome. Oh, you gave away a $300 controller, sucker.
It seems like the GameCube one is really expensive, and the PS2 one
is
really
cheap. Oh my god, it was the
really
GameCube
cheap.
Version.
Yeah, the GameCube one isn't selling for any less than $90.
No, I need that money.
So, all right, my final thoughts on the game are, it was awesome in 2005. It's not one of the best games of all time. I don't know where people get that idea. And that's fine if it's your opinion or it's one of your personal favorites. I don't think it is, you know.
That's such a hard thing to gauge, though.
Yeah, that's like...
You do have to kind of think about how important it was for its...
Like Star Wars.
I don't know. Star Wars, the original trilogy still holds up really well.
Very, very well.
But there are other movies that are good.
Yeah.
Oh,
and that are in that same genre. So, like, would it stand out as much if it came out now?
No. And I do think it is important, a part of gaming history, I guess, because it did launch a lot of games like Gears of War and... every other Resident Evil that's come after it, and so many other games have gone to behind-the-shoulder shooters. So it's important.
Well, in horror, where was the horror genre before Resident Evil?
When did Silent Hill come out?
It came out after Resident Evil.
Oh.
So I agree. Yeah. Like Resident Evil as a whole definitely is great. I'm talking about specifically Resident Evil 4.
Well, I mean, you could say that the fact that they were able to reinvent the whole game and still, like, a lot of people think that, you know, you're four games in and this is the best one you've done yet. That doesn't happen a lot with video games.
Yeah, true, I guess.
And, I mean, they've seen that gamble pay off again. They had two turds and they totally reinvented it, and this seems to be the best received game since 4.
Yeah, I guess so. But I also, at the same time, I think that if they keep porting it forward, it's just going to keep...
it needs more than a paint job.
Oh, yeah, they will have to redo it.
I kind of hope that this last version that we saw on the Xbox One and the PS4 and the Switch is the last time it's ported forward. Until it either has a real proper remake...
Yeah, it needs to be a remake.
Yeah.
Yeah, not just a remaster. I think that you're going to just keep watering down the product if you keep pushing it forward.
Yeah, yeah. Those controls...
I don't think you can blow out those pixels anymore.
No, especially in 4K, it's quite obvious
just
what's going
on
there.
A bunch of cubes on the screen. Not even cubes, just like squares.
So yeah, just think about like the next technological jump when everyone has an 8K TV or something like that. It would just be horrendous to look at. And not in the way it wants to be terrible and god-awful to look at. The gory grossness, it's just going to be, I can't look at this game.
A lot of the disgust won't be from the zombies.
It'll be
from the walls.
Exactly. It'll just be I won't shriek when a zombie pops up, but I will when the loading screen shows up. Ugh. Well, I guess with that being said, we're going to close the door on Resident Evil 4.
I didn't get my party.
What did you think,
yeah,
Mike?
Yeah, jump in here anytime.
God.
Well, I've been thinking really hard about this. And if I had to sum up this game in two words...
Are you going to say Resident Evil? Are you going to fucking say it?
Resident Evil.
God damn it.
Yes! I knew he was going to do it. And I don't think we can go out on any higher note than that. All right, folks. We'll see you next time. Bye. Mike, where are we looking at on theme song completion? where are we looking at on starting the theme song?
I mean, I started it.
Yeah. Samantha, did you ever get a chance to make us an email or anything like that?
I forgot about that. But it will not take long.
Okay, cool.
That's like maybe 20 minutes.
I imagine the email will be finished before the theme song.